On Aspire with Emma Greed, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with Emma Greed, available where you get your podcasts.
Last week, we did the shortest podcast in Melissa and Austin Show After the Show podcast history.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I propose we do the longest.
That would take forever.
Would it? So the longest has to be when we had TJ Miller in. That was like 45 minutes.
But we've gotten gone longer up than there.
That? I was going to say, haven't we even gotten close to that or maybe even an hour?
No.
I don't know. There's times we've gone off on massive TV.
Well, I don't know if we've never done an hour by my calculations, but we have done, I think we've gotten to 45 minutes or more before. Besides TJ Miller.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do have pretty riveting conversations, so I could see it happening.
So if we tried to do 45 minutes, which we shouldn't, what would you want to put in it to make it a 45-minute podcast?
What kind of brand of cheese would you want to be?
A brand? Not even a kind of cheese? A brand of cheese?
I don't know. Look, I'm the only one coming up with questions here.
Okay.
Mel, can I have one of those crackers?
You have crackers over there?
Yeah, I've been secretly eating them when Mel's not in the room.
Now, wait. Would you be mad if I did that to your food?
No.
Because
I'd understand.
Lies,
you would,
lies.
If I left them on the desk.
No, you need to stick that down your shirt or whatever. What was that? Isn't that the big?
That was a banana.
It's a banana and an orange too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Then he wouldn't eat it. Because he thinks I have cooties.
No, I'm justified that if my food touches another person's body, I'm not going to eat it. I think that's fair.
I'm being ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I think that's a pretty fair assessment of life. Mm. That if a coworker grabs your banana and stuffs it down her shirt.
What?
That you go, hey, I'm not going to eat that anymore.
You peel off the banana part.
Does not matter, Mel. It's
and then
the
you eat the inside. Same with the orange. That doesn't even go in your mouth.
I think you guys are both eating on the podcast. That's disgusting.
I don't know.
It
actually sounded really good, and they actually are just like salty enough. They taste really good.
I haven't had a saltine cracker in quite some time.
They're good, aren't they?
They are good.
I really enjoy them.
Who would ever eat on this podcast? You know, guys.
You eat. You were eating on the last podcast.
Be professional.
On the last podcast.
Wrong. The last podcast was the fastest podcast, and I did not eat in that 8 minutes that we podcasted.
It was the podcast.
What was the video
before?
That we posted?
It was the podcast before. That was actually a podcast from like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. I guess I'm the only one that pays attention to what we do too.
Yeah, you're definitely paying attention right now. What are you doing that you're looking away and looking at your phone?
I'm buying my ticket to this thing called the Dancing with the Chicago Celebrities.
Go for it. You're okay to do that. I agree that you get that done.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Well, you guys got to carry the weight. Be entertaining. Go.
What?
I can't be entertaining and buy this ticket at the same time,
so
guys.
Right now, two of us are eating and one of us is buying a ticket
this
online.
This has to be
right
the worst podcast
in the, middle
in the history
of podcasts.
There's no, in fact, to those listening, if you could, hit us up on socials at US99 Mornings. Is there a worse podcast than this? Because I doubt it. I doubt it. There are billions of podcasts in the world, and I think we have the worst one.
You know what was the best podcast we ever had?
Serial.
No.
No.
The one where I wouldn't let you talk. Your father-in-law emailed me. That was so good.
My father-in-law loves charity cases. Always donates to charity.
He also loves passing shoes under the table.
Well, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does love doing that too. So, I think he was probably like, "Oh, I feel so bad for this woman. I should reach out to her because I'm sure her email inbox has no emails."
Words. Okay, maybe I should paraphrase because it's been a while. But he would say, "That's the funniest thing I ever heard."
That was Melissa to a T in one sentence. His exact words. I'm going to paraphrase. That's a fact. Or maybe it's not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or my all-time favorite. I have a question that I don't know the answer to. That was actually an exact quote. No paraphrasing for Mel when she asked Austin and I a question recently.
That was an all-time. I have a question that I don't have an answer to.
Nothing wrong with that. What do you want to, what kind of brand of cheese do you want to be, Kyle?
Yeah, do we distinguish if it's brand or the type?
He said brand.
I said brand. I stick with that. There are brands of cheese, you guys.
Velveeta.
See, I was going to say Kraft.
Yeah, everybody can be Kraft. Velveeta has a name to it, you know?
I can't even think of another brand of cheese. There's probably one called Wisconsin or something like that.
That's pretty racist.
Wow, that was real racist, Mel. What if cheese is listening right now?
Cheese is going to have to get over it.
Jeez Louise, Mel.
We're so close to Easter. That's when Jesus rised.
Cheese and fries.
You were utterly ridiculous, Mel.
That's just a cow joke.
All right, let's turn the page.
Are you guys being super cheesy right now?
Oh, no. Guys.
You know what, Mel?
Grow up.
Grow up.
I'll take another cracker.
I brought the whole entire box.
I'm a sucker for those crackers.
Do you guys have any left for me?
Nope. Yeah, no. Just, oh, sorry, man.
Are you looking for a money reset? With the new year upon us, the Jill on Money podcast is here to help you take control of your financial life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Crackers are for winners. Crackers are for people who already bought their ticket to Mel's event, like me.
What's taking you so long?
Select your favorite dancer to credit.
That's me.
I did Mike Lowe.
I was going to say, I didn't know you were going up against Christina Bellizzi.
OKB?
And Jessica Suarez?
Yeah. You haven't even looked?
I know who I'm going with.
Who?
Steve Tooker.
Tooker? I hardly know her.
Ernst & Young. How is he a celebrity?
Corporate sponsors.
Oh, corporate sponsors. Okay.
Well,
no
yeah,
offense, Steve Tooker. I'm sure Steve Tooker listens to this podcast.
Well, I actually knew Steve in high school. I had a girlfriend. Hey, Tooker.
You're joking, right? Are you making this up?
You talked over the punchline. Damn it, Mel.
I'm sorry. I thought you were being serious.
That was so good.
Well, what was I talked over it? What was the punchline?
You got to go back and listen to the podcast.
Rate, review, and subscribe. Yes. Mel, no, wait, Steve Tooker. There's got to be more comedy there. You know his great-great-grandfather?
No, who?
Steve Tookiff.
Oh, my God.
Why do they have a different last name? That doesn't work.
It changed it. Ellis Island.
Oh my God.
They took his last name.
Yeah, I took her.
That's actually really funny.
He actually is a big fan of Liam Neeson movies.
Took it.
He tried to write one actually.
Yeah, never.
It didn't really. They never, they changed the name of it because he originally was going to call it Tooker.
Never took her off.
Did you know there was a candy bar called Take Five?
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve's grandfather invented
it. Wait, I was waiting for Mel's punch. Was there a punchline?
No, she just changes the subject.
I am, though.
Mel's got food on the brain. Mel, you've never delivered a punchline in the 5 years that we've known.
I have to. I just spit my food.
I know. You got a mouthful of crackers.
I'm dying. And I thought it was going to be like a, you know, the candy bar Take Five? Yeah, they in their house, they called it the Tooker Five. So they can't have more than one. And they can only have five. I don't know. I was spitballing. But Mel was just asking candy questions. You guys ever hear of payday? Yeah, we're really...
I gained so much weight eating those.
We're really livening up the conversation with Mel Candy Talk. It's time for Mel's Candy Talk. You guys ever heard of Milky Way?
There's that one candy. I can never remember the name. What you might call it?
That's Mel's Candy Talk.
Oh, Kit Kat.
What's that candy bar that I always have? I keep dropping it. Oh, Reese's. We were at Costco the other day.
There's that one box candy you get at the theater. It's like good and they give you plenty. Mike and Ike's.
Those are gross, by the way.
We were at
Mike and Ike's?
Those are so gross.
Act like Mike and Ike's is good.
No, there are some good and plenty sucks.
Mike and Ike's and Good and Plenty suck. They're awful.
Mike and Ike is good. Do you like Red Hots or what is it? Hot Tamales?
No.
What's the red ones that are Mike and Ike but just red? They're all red and they're
I don't
spicy.
Eat them because they're all gross. I don't like that stuff. I do not. I won't.
Why?
Because they're literally, they're probably the grossest candy
have you ever
produced.
Had circus peanuts?
Which do you hate
peanuts?
More, Mike or Ike?
Both of them. They come as a team.
That is
they're
true.
Gross.
That is when
true.
Somebody asks me who do I hate more, Melissa or Austin, I just go, like, well, they're both
I
a
hate
team.
Them both.
Hate
they're
them both.
A team.
Got them.
Facts. There was a link. Like I clicked this link, and when I clicked the link for the Dancing with the Chicago Celebrities tickets. There's like a million links you can click all over the place. They have like too many links to access things.
Yeah. It's a really relatable thing to talk about on a podcast.
Well, here's the thing.
Text DANCE to 312-946-4995. You can experience all this fun.
There you go. Well, the thing is like I had found and I'm having trouble finding it again. I can't find it. There was a page that showed how much money we've all raised so far. And I need to raise more money.
It says it right there at the top.
No, separately, not like total. It was like, this person's raised this amount of money. This dancer has raised this amount of money so far. This dancer has raised this amount of money. And I'm in fourth place with that. So I need to raise more money because otherwise I'm going to look bad.
Support your favorite dancer. And
did you find it? Because I was trying.
Yeah, Mel's raised $3,500 right now.
But look how much money Mike Lowe has raised.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to, you have to support your favorite corporate sponsor and your favorite celebrity.
You don't have to support a corporate sponsor.
Oh, I'm supporting them. Steve Tooker, my guy.
That feels like you're cheating on me. That's
no,
not fair.
No, you're supposed to pick both. You're supposed to pick a corporate sponsor and a celebrity.
Are you going to start trash talking some of these people?
Yeah, seriously, Mel, you really need to up your game.
You need to like kind of...
I don't do that like you guys do.
No, you got to get in the heads of these people. So like, I'm going to start here with Mike Lowe. More like Mike Blow. You say that day of, that dude's going to be rattled.
Okay. What
Mark O'Keefe? Mark O'Queefe.
Yeah.
Can you say that on a podcast?
Yeah, we're finding out.
Are
together.
We gonna have to bleep that out?
Marco, more like Marco Solo, because he's discovering the new land that he's a discoverer.
Matt Rodriguez, Matt Rod. I guess you should get out of here.
Got him.
That one's we're spitballing Matt Rodriguez a little bit. Hey, Paris Schultz, why don't you get a pair of dancing shoes instead.
Yeah.
Be
got
better.
Him.
Got him.
Got him.
Sabrina Franza?
More like Sabrina Franzia, because I need to drink a whole box of wine
got
just
him.
To get through your performance.
Got her.
Wow, that
got
was pretty good.
Her.
Thanks.
Any more? Who else is in there? I can't remember.
Dr. Georgia Spear? More like Dr. Georgia, I fear you're going to be terrible at dancing.
Yeah.
That's one of the corporate sponsors, right?
Mm-hmm. She's a doctor.
She's a doctor.
I don't know if you guys knew that.
Okay.
Wait, you got any more of those crackers?
You have to ask Kyle.
Yeah, definitely.
Gave him the rest.
Did you eat them all?
No, I have three right here.
Can I have them?
You
sure. He just shoved them all in his mouth.
Sure.
That was so funny. I would have done the same thing.
Sure.
Well, he really likes his crackers, I'll tell you that.
He stuffed those crackers in his mouth all at once.
I know. Very selfish. Very shoving it in your...
Very salty.
Shoving it in his mouth instead of shoving it in your face.
Goodness, what?
What? He was shoving it in his mouth instead of shoving
Steve
it in your face.
Steve Giveth and Steve took her away, am I right?
Yeah. You're a real Steve Tooker, you know that? Has anyone ever told you that? Man, I was going to eat at least one cracker.
I'm sorry. I really do feel bad.
No, it's cool.
That was really Mike Lowe of you.
Nice.
There we go. God, that was Mike Blow of me, because that blew. That was rude. But you know what? The joke was there on the tee, and I swung for the fences.
Are you good now? You got to, it gets sticky. You could see it gets sticky in your mouth, and then you can't talk.
I got nothing.
I hope you're full.
I could have another box. Those crackers, they're nothing.
That was fantastic.
Thank you. I did that joke for Melissa today.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
She needed that.
I really appreciated it. Anyway, we need to raise more money. I need to raise more money. Can you guys help me?
Mel, you are a grown woman.
You got this.
I need help.
Kyle just raised $10,000.
I if know, he can but do we that, helped him.
If you can do that, you can... Yeah, we'll help you. I mean, we talked about it on the air today.
Bought tickets for the event.
We'll talk about it during Daily Deeds every day.
Is it just you or is Haley coming?
Just me.
Just you. Tell Haley, I said thanks.
She doesn't support you.
Yeah.
She's a Steve Tooker girl, and I get it.
I get it, too, honestly.
Is Meredith coming?
No. She doesn't support you either.
I know.
She's a Steve Tooker girl.
Yeah, the Tookheads is what we call them.
Yeah. They're called Tookhers.
Watch this section just be women.
Right. My wife's like, man, I wish I could be Eve Tooker.
Oh, my God. How deep are we into this podcast? Are we at 45 minutes?
We're so close.
We're close. Only 38 more minutes to go.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze. Let's love.